And returning finally after a bit of a hiatus to aspects of an effective model of resistance, a holistic self-defense practice. The murder of Prince is a blow that will reel me forever. But the model and strategy of Prince is a gift, the depths of which, despite our grief, we must plumb in this moment, because they lead to our freedom. As we start to spread these discussions about our body's need for the absence of coercion and how devastating coercion is on the psyche of the child, we gain the clarity we need to engage the questions our brothers and sisters ask as to how it is that the uncensored expressing of one's feelings puts us on a collision course with a hidden state. Prince captured our hearts, but also our imagination. In sharing his, he expands our possibilities. He can imagine going places nobody else can, musically and in terms of the transformation of society through the expression of suppressed feelings. And many of us are not even aware, as Alice Miller discusses, the degree of our suppression until we see Prince. We need to get his music out far and wide so we can imagine bigger with him. He captured what should be and isn't, or will be and isn't yet. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, says the biblical text. In setting himself high on a hill, i.e., by incorporating within himself everything, everything, making of himself a manifestation of Walt Whitman's words, "I am large, I contain multitudes." There's none among us he didn't represent. He represented for all that is being smothered by this system of class. He represented for no limits to spirit, for joy and creativity, for sharing, for cooperation, for freedom, for life, for love. How can we process that love itself is a national security threat? By incorporating everything represented by the love symbol into his conscious reality and into his conscious reality and representation of self, he was able to free himself from his ego and, as he puts it, and view more objectively the society constructed for us by hidden actors, to be constructed for us to be trapped in, i.e., see more clearly the dilemma for the human that is being born into boxes in which we are told we must stay. He refused them and instead became the defender of that which rule is set against, set to suppress our human spirit of freedom. He helps us to see the roles, see the boxes, see the absurdity of the assignments, see the coerciveness and corrosiveness behind the whole project of assigning us. He shows us that it's possible to redefine one's identity, an education, a modeling for us, which became ever more politically astute the more he was punished for it. He came to understand and to show us that seizing the power of redefinition, when pursued relentlessly, brings the power of the state down on your head. But most of us don't attain this quality of distancing from the state because of an unconscious identification with the parent, a parent who forfeited their authentic self. And so tell themselves, well, I have to work. until we can discuss that we are owned when we do not give to ourselves the work that sets the course for our lives, then it will be difficult to intervene authentically in defense of our wholeness. Until we can admit, as did Prince, stepping back and viewing his situation objectively, which is getting on the same side with yourself and turning away from the system, which begins to provide to our conscious mind the right story on which we can build an authentic self. Until we do, it will be difficult to see the hidden coercion, which is how power manifests itself. Difficult to imagine a different world, I should say, which is how hidden power manifests itself. Difficult to imagine a different world based on abundance and the absence of force. Seeing the coercion means seeing the yoke, allowing us to start down a new road. The system teaches coercion automatically. A parent could help her or his child see that force early. And though that parent is stuck themselves, it would initiate discussion about the reality and manifestation. Because without the needed discussion of force, the reality and manifestation of force, because without the needed discussion, we remain entangled with the system, held by the strings implied, quote, implied consent. Part of the process of getting free is engaging with children authentically, which means developing our language of freedom. So this is about bringing thought back into our relationships with each other. We set aside our authentic thought process when we entered the coerced work system. Before we understand its purpose, necessarily it ensures that the terms for independent thought do not exist within a global system of class. Necessarily it ensures that the terms for an independent thought process do not exist within a global system of class.